Hallelujah. Oh my God. Something's going on in the spirit. I can hear it. Something incredible is unfolding. Never ending. Something miraculous, mysterious, the mysteries of God. Father, we thank you for this season. The whisper of this moment. Spirit of God says, pay attention and hear. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Listen, listen. Be attentive to the word of the Lord. Be attentive to hear the word of the Lord. This is that season. This is that time. This is that moment. This is that hour. This is it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This is the it. Generations behind this generation, generations ahead can say whatever they say, but the generation that has an ear to hear will say, this is it. This is the yes, and this is the amen that God said. This is the moment. God has big plans for this year. And the beginning is the new center. God has big plans for this year. And the beginning is the new center. And God wants us to know that. He wants us to hear it. When he spoke to Abraham, and he spoke to Abraham because he wanted to bring a promise through Abraham that only God could bring through Abraham, or Abram and Sarah, that only God could bring. And God had to speak to Abram and Sarah so they could be Abraham and Sarah, so they could be the nations, be the multiplied. This is a time of being multiplied. The blessing of Abraham is for this generation. The blessing of Abraham falls on you. The blessing of Abraham falls on you. The blessings of Abraham fall on you. Take your seat in absolute yes. This is my place. Absolute amen. I belong here. If you're viewing online, take your position like you just entered into the place of God's glory, the place of His Spirit, and the place of His power. Christ is going to appear exactly as He said He would. He's going to judge the nations of the earth exactly like He said He would. Do you hear me? The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord is yes, and in Him, amen. And God is calling His body, through which God wants to reveal His grace, His mercy, His love, the revelation of His kingdom. We are that body through which God wants to reveal that truth and that reality. And there will be a day that God will remove the veil from all of the earth, and every eye will see Him, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And this is what the Lord has shown me. And the word is sure, and the word is true, and the word is yes, and the word is amen. The key that opens that door doesn't lie within a chronological age or time. The key to that door, the key to that mystery, Christ in His full, is to be revealed through the church, through His body, through the redeemed, through the born again. And you should hear, and I would encourage you to believe what I'm saying to you today, because I come in the fullness of the Word and the power of God's Word to you today. I come in full confidence that God has spoken to me. God has shown me things that are and things that are to come, as the Word says the Spirit should do in all of us. And the wisdom of the Lord is poured out into the earth. The blessing of Abraham is poured out on you. And there are those that have ears to hear and eyes to see that will capture the blessing of Abraham. Do you believe you are the blessed of Abraham? Do you believe it according to the Scriptures? Do you believe you are the chosen of God? The Word says that in that day they saw it far off, but today we are drawn close to it. So throughout the time of the body growing, not the time that's told by the sun rising and setting, but the time, meaning the events that we act on, the faith that we act on, is the calendar. It is the time. There were people gathered around Christ that touched him and pressed against him, and there's no recorded miracles, but the people that touched him in faith, the people that believed that he was God present, that he was the Word, that he was the healer, that he was the answer, their faith in him resulted in the healing of their bodies, the dead raised, the blind seen, the lame walking. And we're called in this generation to capture the blessing of Abraham. And I'm telling you prophetically, this is the year to capture the blessing of Abraham, to be an heir to that promise. God has big plans for this year. And the new beginning is the center. And you are in the center of it all. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it's important that you just pay attention today. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You are born in Christ. But in the beginning, you were born of Christ. The Word says all things were made by him, for him. Without him was not anything or anyone made that was made. Our foundation, the foundation of everything that exists, is Christ-centered. Christ did it. God Almighty, the Word of God. And Abraham was blessed because he believed the Word of God and then he acted on it. And God was able to do something through Abraham that Abraham couldn't do. Now, this wasn't an afterthought. God didn't think about this afterwards. God hadn't forgotten about Abraham and then one day said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm supposed to bring a promise to pass through you, and I get that you're old, but it's all right, we're going to work this out anyway. Abraham tarried and journeyed. If you read the Scriptures, even chronologically, you see there is a tarrying in Abraham. There is a journey in Abraham that led him to a place to where he was blessed. And the Word says Abraham would be blessed. God said, I will bless you at 99 years old. God changes Abram's name to Abraham. Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father of nations or multitudes of nations. So the blessing of the Lord is that you increase. So go have some babies. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it means more. It means that we increase as a nation of faith in God, that we multiply. Jesus is talking one day, and he says to people, because they're accusing him of making himself God, and he says, listen, I'm not talking on my own behalf. He said, if I am talking of my own glory, then it's not true. But I'm here glorifying the Father, and God is with me. And they're all upset. And then Jesus said, let me tell you something. He said, if Abraham had seen this day, he would have rejoiced. As a matter of fact, Abraham would have rejoiced to see this day. And then he says something amazing. He said, and he saw it. And he saw it. And he saw it. So what did Abraham see? Exactly what's recorded in the New Testament. The word says, and this seed, which is Isaac, was not seeds. It wasn't the seeds would be blessed. It's that the seed would be blessed through Christ, which are all generations. Abraham was blessed because he could believe God. Abraham was blessed because he was called to faith. That's the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham are those who are called to faith. So, if you're in the midst of a challenging time, if you're facing something that is bigger than you, you are called to the blessing of Abraham. Abraham's blessing was that he had faith to believe God. That's literally what that whole word, that whole passage is about. Every time it talks about Abraham, the blessing of Abraham was that he was called. Abraham's call was to have faith and believe God beyond his ability to cope, to consider, to think, to do. And then that blessing passed down through years, because even after Isaac was born, Abraham still had children. So the blessing goes beyond our ability to believe for one thing and have one thing happen. God's blessing is a multitude of blessing. I'm telling you, big things are happening this year. It is in the plan of God. And the new is going to be the center. And you are in the middle of the center of the new. When God brings you in to the new, you are going to arrive at the beginning. Do you know what happened in the beginning? And God said, and God created, and then God blessed everything that was under the auspices, the authority of his blessing. He blessed it all. One of the first things God blessed are the creatures in the sea. We were watching on television, you know how you watch those scenes of all these sea creatures, and the colors are so vivid and vibrant now today on televisions. We're watching, we're going, man, what weird, strange, unique, ugly, cute creatures live there. And Donna said, it's another world. And I said, it is another world. It's a world within a world. I mean, you don't see some of these little creatures floating around in the air, you know, but they're in the sea. It's another world. It's another dimension, as it were. There are two dimensions in our universe. The natural dimension that we see, that we grope for, that we hope for, that we try to make through. And there's a dimension beyond the veil of our comprehension. And it's supposed to be that way, because that's where the Spirit reveals things that are invisible. God is called the invisible God. Seen in another spectrum of light. And God is ever present. And the Word says that we are created in Christ. So when Christ came, who was he called? Adam. When Christ came, what did he do? He took us right back to the perfection of God's blessing. And God looked and saw everything was perfect, everything was complete, everything was good. So don't say, when things get better, I will do better. No, you won't. Chances are you'll do worse. Because your faith is the security of your joy. Your faith comes from your joy. Your faith comes from your confidence in who God is. And we are called to see the kingdom of God unveiled. We are called to see that veil taken off of our eyes and see the glory of the Son of God in all his greatness and all of his glory manifest and appear, just like he said. Our call is a high call. But we are never called to wait for anything at any point, at any time, but to see God in the fullness of His Spirit and His power as the body of Christ, uniquely chosen and reborn again in God. When the scriptures in Isaiah 43:19 says, God is doing a new thing, that word new literally means it will be new. But it is literally God taking us back to the initial intentions, because God, this God, our God, my God, His way is perfect. He never made a mistake. He never made an error. Everything He did was to His perfection, and out of the idea that He wanted to manifest. We are the manifestation of God's idea, and the mind of God is the kingdom of God. So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is with you. When Jesus said to all the religious folks, Abraham saw me, they said, how is that possible? You're not even 50 years old. How could he possibly have seen you? Because Abraham believed God, the word says, became a friend of God. And when Abraham brought Isaac up, he was literally acting prophetically out Christ coming, Christ being born of the Spirit. He was promised. Abraham walked in that promise. Adam and Eve walked in the blessing of Abraham before Abraham got the blessing. Because God created, and the word says, and God blessed them and gave them all the earth. And He said, multiply. Same word, same attitude in Genesis 1:26, when God creates and God blesses. You are born to the blessing of Abraham. And Abraham demonstrated faith in the word of God. And Abraham passed down that blessing to us prophetically, and in seeing the Word of God, which is in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, Abraham was looking at Christ. That's why Jesus said, Abraham saw me. He knew me. And they get all upset because Christ isn't someone that showed up at some point in time. He is the foundation of who we are. We are born in Christ. We are reborn. We are reunited. And we are demonstrating the kingdom of God, because God chose that through faith, which pleases Him, He would make known His glory. He would make known His kingdom. If we believe we are in trouble, trying to get out, we will not see the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not in trouble. We're not called to wait for anything. We're not called to act around like we're in need or in want. We are supposed to act as though we have been rescued, redeemed, empowered, born of God, chosen to demonstrate who Christ is. That's who we are. And we lose steam. The word says you were far off. I look at it like this. You guys were way off. Today we'd say, you're way off. The word says, you were way off. You were way off. You were created by God to be as God created you. When God takes you to the new, He's taking you to the beginning. Who is the beginning? What did Jesus say? I am. I am the beginning. I am He which was. I'm He which is. I'm He which is to come. You're looking at me right now. You're looking at all time, all value, all nations, all universe, all blessing. Again, the power on the water with Peter walking over the water to Christ. Power right there is he kept his eyes on Jesus. And as long as he did, he could do anything. He could defy the odds. You can defy the odds. As a matter of fact, you're chosen to defy the odds. You're chosen to be more than you think. Moses was not a confident man. And he had all the blessing. You may say, when it gets better, I'll do better. No, you won't. You'll do worse. Because you're waiting for better to make you better, when Christ is the center of all the better you'll ever be. The new day is the beginning of. In the beginning, God said. That's the power. In the beginning. The beginning was because God said. God is all time. He created a beginning, a reference point of faith in God and the deeds and the actions and the glory that come out of simply believing the Word of God. Believers will stop talking. There will be a chosen generation, a chosen people in a generation that will stop talking. They'll no longer talk about how difficult it is to serve God. How difficult is it to go back to where you came from? How difficult is it to walk and live and believe according to your initial design? You didn't crawl out of the sea. You were created with a design and a purpose to bear the image and the likeness of God Himself. See, our faith in the modern day church, a lot of faith is based on the best we can be, the best we can represent. God said, Abraham, I'm going to take this out of the way so you're going to see Christ way beforehand. I'm going to drive you into the center of all time. I'm going to drive you through faith to see someone you don't even know to look for. I'm going to show you your truth. I'm going to show you your truth. And your truth isn't that you're lost. That was your actions. Your truth isn't that you were created to go to hell. Your truth isn't that you're created to be far from God. Your truth isn't that you were created to be a mess up. Your truth, and that's what Jesus said, it's your truth. The truth will set you free. He said, you're looking at Him. I am the truth. It couldn't be more simple. But Paul said, you're wrestling and you're struggling. He said, listen, all you have to do, set your eyes on the mark, run knowing you win this race, you get the prize. Forgetting what is behind. We can get caught up in our deeds and our actions and can be so deceived, so dismantled in our idea of our design that we think our past mistakes are a part of our present and our future. No, it's misinformation about who you are, and it destroys your clarity on peace and joy and righteousness and truth and the ability. See, Abraham was blessed, and this is what I love. Your ability to do something, your ability to be something. In the blessing of God, you know how he concluded it? He said, and you being blessed, you will bless. You being blessed, I'm making you the blessing. You're going to have something to give, Abraham, because you represent who Christ is. See, the whole point of God bringing us to whatever point God brings us, whether it's a den or a sea or a furnace, the whole point, or an altar, is to be identifiable with the foundation of the idea of you, to know your truth. The blessing of this generation is to love like you've never loved before. Kindness, gentleness, meekness, and giving like you have never given before, because you are blessed to do so. Not because you have to, not because you need to, because you can't help yourself. You are blessed by design from the beginning. God blessed you. Second stage of God's blessing of Genesis is Abraham, and God blessed him and said the same thing to him that he said to Adam and Eve. You are blessed in the earth, and you will be a blessing. You will bless the whole earth, and you'll have dominion through the blessing that I have put on you. This is that year. In that blessing, you will recover the blessing that God has promoted you into, that God has encouraged you by faith in Him, not your faith. Your faith doesn't please God. Your faith in God pleases God. You can believe a lot of things. As a matter of fact, your sin came out of believing, came out of your faith, and came out of your belief. Believing that you could make what needed to be done, done and done, that you could make yourself happy, that you could, if you could only do what you want to do, that would be the ultimate. And if you could get away with it with no penalty, even better. And even if you got scolded a bit, still okay, because you got to have your way. Your way is Yahweh. His way is right. He is the first, the last, the beginning, the end. He created you, the word says, for his purpose and his pleasure. That's where your joy is. You're not a servant. He said, you're not servants in the way you think. He said, you are friends with the identity of my nature. You're friends with the identity of God. We're his family. We're of his bloodline. Both in the nature of which he poured out his blood, the word becoming flesh, he made us family through his blood. And then he made us family in the spirit, so there isn't any part of you that disappears. God restores you all. And there's a generation that live on the earth today and breathe on the earth today that will far exceed 100 years. In health, in strength, and doing what they were ordained and anointed to do as a witness and a testimony. There's some 120-year-olders out there. But Paul said, what God wants to do, he can't do because you're double-minded. So Satan can no longer be a part of the redeemed's lives. He just can't be a part of your lives any longer. He just can't. I came from that world. I know what it's all about. I grew up in that world from the time I was a kid. I know what it is. And I know how steep I was in it. I was the biggest demon-fighting, devil-chasing preacher around at 12 years old. I could fight devils. I created devils. I renamed devils. And I believe that I was the modern day anointed of God. And that was my duty. But it was wrong. That's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God doesn't need my help to give me his victory. It's a gift to me. So my total focus and attention is on Jesus Christ. And that's what he taught us to do. Have our mind stayed. You will keep me in perfect peace. That word peace means freedom from contention. Freedom from warfare. Freedom from conflict. I'll keep you from contention and conflict when your mind is stayed on me because you trust in me. Because God said, the battle, the victory isn't yours, it's mine. We have to take the stumbling stones out of the way. You shouldn't spend one day of your life chasing a devil or a demon. You should constantly be chasing the presence of the Lord. And that's it. And if you do that, God will lead you in the way you should go, and you'll stop wasting a bunch of time. Keep my mind stayed on him. I'm seeing Christ. The revelation of the kingdom of God is manifest, the word says, through Christ, through the body of Christ, which our foundation is the center, and the center is Jesus. And he took us back to the beginning, the last man, Adam. First man, Adam, a living soul. The last man, Adam, a quickening spirit. And he came and redeemed you back. You don't have to go very far to be where you are. Just start at the beginning. Only two things you need to do. Begin and keep going. That's it. Start and don't stop. Just start and don't stop. That's eternal life. Commit yourself. I'm going to start and I'm not going to stop. There's my life. There's my strength. I start and I'm not stopping. What God has told me to do, I start and I'm not stopping. Stop complaining. You keep complaining, that becomes your world. That's your battleground. Now you think you're fighting the devil. You're fighting you. You're fighting the flesh. You're contending against yourself. You're arm wrestling yourself. And no matter which arm goes down, you still lose. Believe who he is. Believe in what he has done. His gift was so complete, so perfect, so entire, lacking absolutely nothing to redeem you right back to the Genesis of time, where God created you in his image and his likeness. In the image of God, you were and are created, that you would demonstrate the glory of his presence and walk in the same shamelessness of his nature and have dominion over everything in the earth by the blessing and the favor of God. God didn't throw a shovel to Adam and say, here, dig up. Here's a tractor, plow up. God said, take dominion over all the earth. He did it by believing God. Didn't work for it. Didn't try to do it. Was born of God, just like you are. Born of God. I am born of God. I am born of the nature of God. I am brought right back into the nature. I'm telling you, the new is in the beginning. The new is where God said, and it was so, and God rested. You know, the word says in the New Testament, there remains a rest under the people of God. What is he talking about? Get back to the beginning, where God created all things for his purpose and his pleasure, and God created you in his divine image, and there isn't anything that you're missing. You haven't missed a day of time. It doesn't matter if you spend most of your life in sin. Once you were born again, God will redeem you. He will bring you the inheritance. He will do with you just as he did for Joseph's family. He'll bring you all into the promise. He'll give you the best of the land. You will recover the past. Every desire God has put in your heart, every dream, every plan, this is the year it begins. The new begins in the beginning. Today is the new. Yeah. You haven't missed a moment. No matter how many moments you threw away, God restored that back to the beginning. There is no time lost in the beginning. There is no end in the beginning. There is no death in the beginning. There is no shame in the beginning. There is no fear in the beginning. There is no hiding from God in the beginning. Jesus said, I'm bringing you back to the arm. I'm bringing you back to the beginning. Adam didn't work to do anything. He just believed God. God asked him to name the animals. He shared the mind of God. Of course he knew could name the animals. And God says, and whatever you call it, that is actually its name. You have the power to hear the whisper of God. In absolute silence or in the rhetoric of the noise around you, you can hear the voice of God. But you're going to have to drop your religion and your idols. You're going to have to give up Satan. You're going to have to stop disbelieving in him and start believing in Christ. You're going to have to start believing that God is the only authority and the only power in your life. Or you'll walk around in the harvest of God's blessing and never even know that it's harvest time. This is that season. This is that moment. Who will walk in the blessing of the Lord? Who will ascend to the high hill of the Lord? Who will come to the mountain of God? They that have clean hands and a pure heart. How do we get those hands so clean and our hearts so pure? It is no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. I'm born of God. I am his workmanship, created for him in his purpose, his pleasure. I am his design. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm after the order of who Christ is, was, and is to come. I am the fullness in Christ of all that he's called me to be. And we are complete. We are perfect is the literal Greek word. We are perfect in him, in him, in him, in him. How much do you worship yourself? I'm only human. You're worshiping you. I'm a sinner. Get saved. I make mistakes every day. Stop prophesying. Why is it so much about who you are? I thought it was about who he is. Make it about him. Make it about who he is. Turn your heart, turn your head, turn your mind to who he is. You are not your mistakes. You are not your past. You are your beginning. And your beginning is his beginning. I am, he said. Do you get it? I am the beginning. I am the first. I am the last. I am the beginning. I am the end. And to me, there is no end. And he said, I'm inviting you into that same reality today, here, now. Jesus wanted to make it vividly clear that he was very present with his people, always, at all times. So much so, he said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He is called the firstborn of all creation. What does that mean? Everything born, everything birthed came out of who he is, and he was the first to represent back to the beginning and the only, and there will never be another. You don't need any other. You shouldn't be down on yourself if you're believing in him. You should be lifted up. So repent. Change your mind. Your past will bring you to an end. Your beginning will bring you to a future. The future is new. The new is the new center, and you're in the center of the new. In the beginning, God said, and he never changed. God didn't make any mistakes. God didn't do something and go, wow, you know what? That was not a good design. Oh my me. Who do you worship? Do you know the God you serve? Do you know the God you worship? Do you know in whom you have believed? Do you know the power of his Spirit? God is orchestrating your steps today. He didn't throw you out. He didn't hang you out to dry. He hasn't left you alone. You're too old. Go back and read the word. The foundation of your blessing came through a man that was too old to do what God told him God would do through him. But God was saying, Abraham, you have to get this. It is not what you're able to do. It is what you're not able to do that I will do through you that will bless you. Do you hear that? We say one thing, but we act on another. If you believe, the word says, I will worship you with all my heart, my mind, my soul, my strength. Dump everything that you are into who he is, and you'll find the truth, your truth. And your truth, which is his truth in you, will make you free. And there isn't anything like being free. I have one God in my life. I worship one God and one God alone. And the Trinity of God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I believe in the Trinity and the three persons of the Godhead. And I believe that they all dwell in us and with us if we receive him. Look at the wonder of God. Look at this. Look at the wonder of God. The wonder, the blessing, the grace and the mercy of God is in the salvation through Jesus Christ. That is the wonder. The blessing of God, that was from the beginning. He formed you for his identity and his purpose. So it would be really easy to get back. All you had to do is look back at your beginning. And that beginning is Christ. That's why it is through faith that we believe. What are we believing? We're believing exactly what God empowered Adam and Abraham through. And Abraham believed God. I believe God. And when you believe God, your design from way back from the very beginning, through whom we came, Adam and Eve, the mother of all, the word says, we're simply remembering. See, God mastered. You are. This design is a master design. Mastered? Mastered? For you to be remembered and reminded. You're a master design. Master to be remembered and reminded. And God remembered his promise. And he reminded Abraham of his promise. And that promise is all the way back to the beginning. I'm telling you, God has big plans. Matt Crouch, you will pull things out of the closet. You will pull things out of, if you had a cellar, you'd pull them out of the cellar. You'd remember, you'd be reminded. God is reminding you. There isn't anything that you thought of that God put in your heart to remember that won't come to pass if you act on it and believe. But the Lord stilled you so the infrastructure could be reorganized. So be good with the still of God. In the still quiet, you will hear the voice of the Lord. You will love, you will give, you will bless. And in doing so, in doing all that God has anointed you to do, so your memory, even as you were alive, will be, he showed honor and favor to what God had given him. God will totally, radically transform your own identity in the earth and prove that he is God with you, and he called you, and he called you alone, that he has given you the inheritance, and he has given it to you alone, and he will restore everything far beyond. You feel like you were in the time of Job. God says, I will restore to you. I will restore to you. God will increase you beyond anything you have ever asked him to do, because in the faith, in believing, God put before you these things just to believe. Your call, your blessing is simply that you believe God for things you cannot do at a time that you can't do it. That's when God is telling you right here, right now, believe me. Believe me for what you cannot do. The word of the Lord came and God said he would still you. There'd be a time you would be quiet, you would be still. This is that time. What a blessed time. How blessed are you? And God will shake the ground beneath you as though he's sifting, looking for sand. And it is not a time of being shaken yourself, but everything arranged and the detail of the soil that you walk on, in other words, the purpose, why you stand, where you are, will be manifest through you, and you frankly won't care. Why? Just that God is being revealed in a way that he will give you honor and give your name, and your identity is with who he is, and you're going to feel the love of God in a way you haven't felt before. And that love will pour out of you. It will pour out of you. It is in the pouring out of God's love through you, that you will become that cup of joy. You will fill those around you with joy. God is restoring the days from the beginning. God has taken you back to the beginning when you first believed. When you first believe. Your youth. The faith of your youth. When you first believe, God is taking you to the beginning. Unpack it. Repackage it. And believe God for it. That's all he asks, that we believe him. And this is that day. Give him praise. Father, we praise you. We love, we worship, we thank you. Ray, God knew he could trust you. When others around you questioned, even questioned your faith, questioned your revelation, questioned your commitment. When it just got hot in the house, just hot. God knows he can trust you in the furnace. Because he will make your influence, not only with those that you are with today, but those that have children who have passed away that will remember you and their grandchildren. As you were alive, will remember the words of your faith and how much you believe. You will be a light to those around you. And you will draw them into the faith and the peace and all the questions of indecision and the whys. It will be like a sugar cube in water. It will melt and it will make the water sweet. God is doing this because he knows you believe his word. He knows you will stay firm. He knows you will stand strong. Even when you grab your head and say, I don't understand, but I don't have to. And God says, you're right. I will be your understanding, says the Lord. This is going to be a big year for you. Walk in the grandeur of it. And the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham fall on you. In Jesus' name. God, we praise you for the goodness and the graciousness of your word. For the fullness of your intentions and your spirit and your power. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Kaylin Crouch, I have a word for you. God has called you to stand up and lead. And it doesn't matter who says what around you. The word of the Lord is sure. To be acknowledged, to be recognized. For your name to be bold in print, signed with the signatures that God has given authority to, and you to walk in the glory of revelation by the word of the Lord. You will be a representative for believing the word of God. You are prophetically anointed to believe the words of prophecy. And through you, Kaylin Crouch, God will awaken the spirit of prophecy, not only in your household and in your family, but around the nations of the earth. The spirit is strong in you to believe and hold true to the word of the Lord. Even in tears of silence, God sees the bitterness that has been in your heart from a past. God brings you forward in the time of joy, rejoicing and laughter, saying, God surely has remembered me, surely has anointed me, surely has chosen me. And the Lord will give you dreams of the future, and it will happen in a short period of time. You are the blessed, prophetically chosen of God. And Father, we give you praise. We love you. We worship you. We thank you. We're sanctified in you, by you, of you, through you, and to you, O God. Be honor, glory, and praise now and forevermore. You are the one Lord who has chosen us, called us, ordained us, purposed, and empowered us. You are the Lord rich unto us. Keith, this season, the Lord would have you to be rich in joy. There are changes that have been happening over the past 3 years. You're in the middle of those changes today, right here, right now. The joy of the Lord will carry you in a way you had never been carried before. God has called you. Believe what God shows you. And let your ears only be attentive to what carries the grace, the kindness, the love, the mercy, and the joy of the Lord. And the Lord will take you up, out, and send you forward. And God will use you. Connor, God will use you as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to help to convey life-changing revelation to others around you if you will fully surrender to who He is in you. From the time you are a child, there was something unique about you, and your parents, your mom saw it about you. And I see a member that is a grandmother saw something unique, something special in you, lightly voiced, but strongly felt. That lies within you. You are not coming to be better. You are coming to be ministering, to be empowering to others. If you will fully surrender to the call of God, the Lord has brought you in as though He swept you out of the dirt and brought you into a place as though sifting through the soil for gold, through the ore, and saying, this is precious metal. If you will be willing to surrender yourself to the furnace of God, which is not pain to your soul, but healing to your spirit. And God will use you to do something you really want to do, to make a difference by making a difference. And you'll only do that by being the difference you choose to make. You are strong. Your mind can be at peace. Your spirit filled with joy. The past memories will no longer be flames of hell that torture you and torture you. But the presence of the Lord will comfort you with joy, and God will use you if you will surrender yourself completely and let God change and arrange who you've believed yourself to be. And you'll walk in the joy of the Lord. This is the season unlike any other time. This is a time unlike any other season. It's all a master plan for the glory of God. We walk in times and seasons and places where we do to make things a little better, make things a little more, to do our part. Steve and Susie, your impartation is like an oil, an anointing oil of freshness. And you don't know it. Sometimes it feels awkward for you to step into certain seasons, certain times. But know this, it calls for your faith. When you stand in your place of orchestration where you know you are firm and confirmed, you have power there. But those times of uncertainty is when the oil of God is pouring out of you. When you feel least confident, least sure, you are poured out the most. And that outpouring is the Spirit of God on you that flows from you and over you and around you. You're bringing in a new. You're bringing in the beginning. And this season will mark that time. The beginning is your new. And your new is today. And today's beginning is the center, the new center of this generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I see young children and older people so bold in their faith. They no longer care. And all the ushering of all the evil you could talk about throughout the generations, your generation, it was no more than an example as if they can be bold. If they can be bold for wickedness and unrighteousness, why shouldn't you be bold in your faith of truth and righteousness? I prophesy there is a great boldness being poured out where people will sit back and say, I cannot believe what I am hearing. And this is being allowed to be said. And the nations and the government of God, the governments that are upon His shoulders, will not only allow it, they will promote it. Can you believe? As in the courts of Nebuchadnezzar, the command will come out, they are blessed of the Lord. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. This is that season. Can you see the glory of the Lord? Can you see the revelation of Christ? Can you see the manifestation of the body of Christ rising up in authority, greatness, glory, honor, and power? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Anton, business will be done around you without your help. Your help isn't necessary. Your presence isn't necessary. Your faith is. Your faith in who God has called you to be. A representation of the kingdom of God will touch political figures, offices of influence, offices of governmental rearrangement and reorganization through words that have nothing to do with your business, but your business as though it is an ark that carried you there. It's when you come out and convey the blessing of the Lord that God will favor everything that you put your hand to, and God will give you all that you believe. It is the kingdom of God within you. This is that time. Do you hear me? This is that time. This is that time. Steve, simple word, you're going to find a new you. You're going to find a new you. When you were a youth and you first believed, not a doubt in your mind, that you would be superior in your accomplishments, not a doubt in your mind. A young, strong, agitated teenager and agitating, but not anything that you couldn't accomplish. Return. Return. Your new is in the beginning. God, refire that furnace in your heart, but this time with wisdom and understanding. It's as though God has walked with you like he walked with Abraham. And why wouldn't he? He has no respect of persons. And hasn't he chosen you? And you even bear a beard. It's a new. It's a new. You've walked in the prophecy that brought you to this point. It's a new. And the new is the genesis of your faith. This is that season. What would God not do? What would God not do? Let those be around you that doubt that it could happen through you. Let there be a multitude that convict you in their minds, that say evil against you, but you'll bear witness to the truth. You'll know your truth, and your truth is who he is, and who he is, and his truth will set you free. Give the Lord a shout in the house today. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Bless his name. Stand with me. We're going to pull on heaven. Hear, O heavens of God, our God, only God, true and faithful God. And give ear, O earth, for the Lord God is speaking to a generation. Those that fought against you will be affiliates that join you. Those that resisted you will ask you to lead the way. Those that taunted you, those that rebuked you, those that tried to steal from you will bring you their treasure. They will be as Joseph's brothers, where they say, we have brought double. And they're bringing double because you have blessed. You have been a blessing. And they'll say, plus we bring an offering. Plus we bring honor. Because of the God that you serve. Yes. And Joseph said, don't be down on yourselves. You didn't do this to me. God has done it. That he would save you in your house. We are here to see the nations brought to Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ born to the church. And the kingdom of God manifest. As God has said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Let your word be revealed in your chosen, the redeemed. And let the nations rejoice that God is with us in it all. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise today. Joy, peace, revelation, interpretation. God's inspiration without hesitation, touching the nations, giving out invitations. Come hear the revelations. Jesus Christ. Don't delay. You'll stand up and say, what he said is true. I bear witness to you. What I could not do, God has done in me. It's not what I see when I open my eyes. It's something that seems like the biggest surprise. Everything about me isn't anything that I've done to me or of me or by me. But it is by the grace and the mercy and the gift and the blessing of God, you see, that I can see with my eyes closed and know that God is real and real in me, because what he's done on the inside of me without any external show. And yet, as though I were perforated and pierced, it just flows out of me. It's impossible to retain, you see, because out of me seems to flow rivers of life-giving water without effort, only by my faith in who he is. I have found the rest of the Lord, the true Sabbath of God. The day of relatability, Christ in me, the hope of glory is all I see. And he is Lord over, in, and through it all. In Jesus' name, everybody shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Bless his righteous name. Leanne, you will find a new strength that will carry you from one place to another, from one reality to another, from one truth to another, from faith to faith. That's where you're going. Don't be afraid. Strength, life, and health abide in you, and God lead you through all you need to do without sweat and tear, but by your faith. Listen, hear. God is saying, I will direct you in all that you do. Back to the beginning is the place for you. This is the beginning of the greatest season of your lives. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout. Come on in the house. Bless his name. He's still the same, never changing, eternal God and Father. Lord of all, in all, through all, to you, God, be glory, honor, and praise. Jesus, Savior and King. Mighty God. Shelly, joy will come into your ear when you hear what God has to say about you. The Lord restore, the Lord is renewed, the Lord has made what was old brand new. Believe in him, it's all true. Just know that God is present with you, and there isn't anything anyone can find, seek, or say that can stop what God has begun today. The word of his power dwell in you, and God give you strength and years of truth to worship and praise and sing his name, to walk in joy that is unfeigned, to know that God truly is the truth about you. And that truth is Christ. And Christ abiding in you. Jesus, we praise you today. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Don't you love him? He sure loves you. God loves you so much. What a great day. What a great January. What a great January. What a great beginning. What a great beginning. Happy birthday to all the January people out there. We have a few of them in the house. We have like, what, four here. One, two, three. Where's Zeal? Four. And even five. We have five. Man, what? How blessed is January? Anyone else January birthday? Six. Man. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Shelley. This is your birthday year. Happy birthday, Tim Miner. God's favor and blessing rest on you. God take you into a day that you have never known. And the beginning that you walk into, the beginning God leads you into, is a new beginning. This is a big year for you to stand strong in the faith and the revelation given to you by inheritance. The inheritance of the blessing of your mom. The blessing of your grandfather, May it culminate and come on you this year in such a profound way. You will say, I thought this time was over. But look and see, it is greater than I would imagine. Just know the kingdom is to be sought by you first and foremost, and God to be glorified in and through you. Tim, the Lord loves you. The Lord has chosen you. The Lord has given you influence and insight. Be a voice of clarity and love and joy and wisdom and righteousness, that you will see many days of joy and celebration to the glory of God. God be praised in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Shout to God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Jesus said, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jerry, we were talking about your jacket, and this is what I hear. If the price doesn't match your dollars will match the price. And if the dollars don't match the price will match your dollar. But all in all, you are a rich man. You were blessed of the Lord. What is a wealthy man? In the sense of wealth, that he can get what he wants to get, buy what he needs to buy, bless who he needs to bless, and suffer no lack and have more to do it again and again and again. So I call you blessed of the Lord. Abraham was rich. You have the blessing of Abraham. This year, this generation, you will see the wealth of God. Walk in the revelation of the wealth and the blessing of Abraham through Christ, who saw Christ by his faith through the word of God. So I call you a blessed and a wealthy man. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout. We get to tell the world what it's about. Don't hesitate in anything God has put in your heart to do. Do you hear me? Don't hesitate in anything God has told you to do. You are the clock of time. If you don't tell time, time is going to tell you. What I mean by that, if you don't say it's time today, you'll wait and wait and wait on the clock until time tells you what time it is. And that could be a long time. Time is the presence of the word of the Lord that is innovative, 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 innovative in you, in you. Witty inventions, the knowledge of the Lord increasing in the body of Christ, things taking place, taking shape. And we're not running behind, chasing to be a part of it. We have started it. It has begun. And it has begun with us. It has begun with you. The blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Joseph, the blessing of Christ in you. This is that season. God, we give you praise.